Tuesday of next week is Rath Yatra in Puri, India. Puris will be able to catch that live. By the mercy of intelligence people, Jagannath gives people to develop technology. And this Sunday we're having Rath Yatra here in Budapest. Weather looks nice. And as always, I've mentioned it before. Politician had mentioned that religious freedom is still alive and well in Hungary as long as the Hare Krishnas do the Rath Yatra festival. So it's on, and we had actually permission got for it relatively easily. Usually you have to fight for it. Of course, it's on Sunday, not the Saturday that we used to have in the past. And that makes the parade route less populous. We used to bring the city actually to a standstill with that, and that's why, I guess, same as in London, they prefer to have it on Sunday when there's not so much commercial activity going on downtown. Anyhow, last night we went down to Jagannath Ghat by the bank of the Jamuna. Jagannath Ghat is a place where Vrindavan, there's a temple of Jagannath because he wanted to come and reside in Vrindavan. So one of the original deities who are meant to be buried in the Jagannath's graveyard in Puri, they came, and they've been living there in the temple ever since. A very nice temple, big temple. Maybe devotees have gone there and see it. And here in Ubrajadam we also have a ghat, and when Jagannath comes from Budapest to Ubrajadam for the day to really get a break from the city and come to Vrindavan, he stops there and we do arti there, and it's a nice wonderful experience. And sang Jagannath Ashtakam, and I read from Chaitanya Charitamrita, particularly from the 13th chapter of Lord Chaitanya's Beda Kirtan, Pastimes, Ecstatic Dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which reveals the really beautiful meaning of Rath Yatra as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed it to us. Different people have different concepts of Rath Yatra, and we also even explain Rath Yatra in different ways. When it's time for Rath Yatra festival, it's nice to just describe to people how Rath Yatra is symbolic of bringing God back into our lives. And although it's really much more than that, still, that's good. If people can just understand that God's a person and that they should bring God back into their lives, then good for them. That's great and good for us. That's a great result, great purpose that we want to be able to achieve, just to make people a little more Krishna conscious. Better not to speak to them too much about esoteric subject matters. But the esoteric meaning of Jagannath Rath Yatra is certainly described and revealed in full by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who explained how actually the inhabitants of Vrindavan, just like the Jadus and many kings from many, many places throughout India came on the occasion of this eclipse to Kurukshetra, because it's a holy place, Dharmakshetra, Kurukshetra, because the eclipse itself was not a favorable omen, and of course so many unfavorable things were happening, such as the war itself, and even more unfavorable would be Krishna's disappearance. So to counteract these, they came to this holy place of Kurukshetra to bathe there. And Krishna ended up staying there for 2 months along with the inhabitants of Vrindavan. And this bringing back, trying to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan, and why Krishna should come back to Vrindavan. And that's really beautifully explained in the interaction between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath. Lord Chaitanya is in the Rath Yatra, fully absorbed in the mood of being Srimati Radharani. He's Krishna, but he's in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Jagannath is also Krishna, and he's in the mood of Krishna. Krishna going back to Vrindavan. And when we're also dancing and chanting in the Rath Yatra festival, then we're also thinking about different things. What is our absorption? Well, one absorption can be what the absorption of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath is, and what the absorption of Jagannath. Yes, he's also absorbed in giving mercy to the people, because it's such a wonderful festival amongst all festivals. Rath Yatra is that festival where it isn't held inside, but it's actually held outside. And outside is one thing, because we hold festivals outside, but taking the altar deities outside, that's special. And Jagannath does that. He comes out, he gives his darshan, he gives his blessing, but simultaneously he's also in the mood. I'm going back to Vrindavan. And ultimately, Krishna does go back to Vrindavan. He tells the Brijbasis, well, I'm going to come in a couple of weeks. It ends up being a couple of months, because in the meantime, he has to go back and kill Shalva. And there's a big battle, and then from there he goes to in Dwarka, and from there he goes to Mathura and kills Dantavakra. And then after that, as I described in Krishna Sangati, he crosses the Jamuna, and he goes back and spends time with the Brijbasis. And then he does something wonderful after, according to Jiva Goswami, marrying the gopis. And that's a topic I won't get into, but after marrying the gopis, then in one form, Krishna takes all the inhabitants back to Godhead. In another form, he goes back to Dwarka. And in another form, he remains eternally in Vrindavan, in this uppercut. Prabhupada calls it his bhava form, Krishna's bhava form. He goes back to Vrindavan. And I'm just packing deities, because I'm leaving also today for